Marry me, for God's sake, Trish. Really?
Is that supposed to be romantic?
No, it's bloody desperate.
Callum, our enigmatic laid-back Glaswegian chef, and Lizzie, our eccentric 20-year-old trainee, were having issues of their own on the home front too.
Morning, all. Morning, Claire.
There's a dog in the kitchen.
Hi, Claire. It's not really a dog.
Of course it's a bloody dog, Lizzie.
Yeah, it's a dog. But it's not really a dog in the kitchen. It's more like in the laundry room.
Nice try, Lizzie.
We don't have a laundry room, Lizzie. We have a washing machine in an alcove that's in the kitchen of a cafe serving food to paying customers.
Yeah. Poor beasts, obviously. Homeless. There's no tag or anything.
Well, ring the SSPCA or the police or something.
Hey, you. Stop it. He hasn't barked at all, Claire. Honest, not till you came in just now.
Rubbish. Yeah, Claire likes a response, don't you, Claire?
I'm not responding to that.
Oh, don't worry, wee one. Oh,
stop being so gormless, Lizzie.
But he's so cute, though.
Oh, well then, if he's cute, I'm sure he'll be fine with the health and safety inspectors.
Are we being inspected, Liv?
No, but that's not the point. We could be reported as soon as we open shop. We can't have a flea-ridden dog in the kitchen.
He's not scratching nearly as much as he was half an hour ago. And I cleaned up the poo.
Oh, for goodness sake, Lizzie, you'll get us shut down.
Nobody needs to know.
I'm not discussing it, Lizzie. The dog rescue place down in Leith will look after it until they find it a new home.
But you'll be stuck in a cage, alone and terrified, being traumatised by a load of abandoned staffies. You'll be so freaked out that you'll be mercilessly put down for antisocial behaviour by the end of the month.
Stop being such a drama queen.
Are you talking to me or the dog?
Both, obviously.
Oh, you really is sweet, though, aren't you?
Oh, and don't you start, Tricia.
Start what? I'm just showing some compassion for the poor creature.
Where's Callum? Oh, at this rate, there'll be no food to serve anyone anyway before the rabies squad shut us down and remove the creature.
The only rabid creature needing removed round here is her.
Oh, hey, that's my sister you're talking about.
Sorry, but...
Oh, don't worry, Lizzie, she'll calm down.
No, she won't. Her bite's always worse than her bark. She won't let him stay.
Maybe we could persuade Claire that he's a guard dog. She's paranoid about break-ins round here.
He's the sappiest dog ever, though.
Come on, let's get him out the back. It's not cold, he'll be fine out there.
Okay, dog, don't worry. It's all gonna be fine.
Well, unless Claire Deville skins him for a coat, obviously.
Oh, stop up your ears, dog!
Right, that's the croissants ready, the soup prepared, and a second batch of scones in the oven.
Ooh, get you, Mary Berry.
Oh, it is, Callum. It hasn't even phoned. I don't know why we need a chef, really.
Well, that is your full repertoire, though, Claire. I mean, customers want more than just three things on the menu.
Well, apart from the caffeine addict guy over there, obviously, he never eats anything.
It's good business practice to try to sell customers something else with a drink, you know.
Well, if you're trained by some corporate coffee chain, yeah, but... That's not our thing.
Since when was trying to make a profit not our thing?
Oh, look, let's not go down this route quite so early in the morning, shall we?
So have you started on your guest list yet?
What guest list?
Oh, stop trying to be cool. You're far too old. You have a wedding to organise.
Oh, I don't want a big fuss.
Don't be ridiculous. You've waited this long. Auntie Kate gave up hope of you ever making it down the aisle years ago.
I don't know why she's so keen on marriage. She's on her third, for goodness sake.
Exactly. She likes a wedding.
I'm not sure the party is the point, Claire.
Well, in the lap of the gods whether a marriage lasts or not anyway. You might as well have a fabulous frock and a big do.
Oh, cheers, Claire. That's really encouraging.
Ugh, you know what I mean.
Not really, no.
Are you having second thoughts?
No. Well, not about Richard. But weddings and marriage, well, it's a whole other thing, isn't it? I mean, lots of people are very happy together not getting married.
Too late. I've told everyone.
Oh,
here we go. It's Callum. Sorry, Claire. Dealing with problems with Max. Be there ASAP. Callum. P.S. Please don't use scone mix in fridge. Might be off.
Shit.
Oh, for goodness sake. Oh, that woman with the halitosis has had one already.
I think her breath is more of a threat than an off scone, actually.
Oh, potential rabies and now listeria. This day just gets better and better.
On Claire's instructions, we all moved into disaster aversion mode.
Okay. That's a batch of sterilised scones done.
Wow.
Any near to get my chef's bandana then?
Nobody's tasted them yet.
They look good though, Lizzie.
Might have to sample one right now.
There was nothing wrong with the other ones, you know. The dog ate four this morning and he's totally fine.
Don't tell me anymore. That dog had better be gone by the time I get back.
These are delicious, by the way. Where are you off to again, Claire?
Going to see the buzzard.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Is that a film?
Oh, I wish. No, he's a divorce lawyer.
The buzzard, eh? Think he's related to the spook.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
Do you think it's just some weird Edinburgh tradition for guys to have an alternative name?
Nicknames are either for the very posh or the very poor.
Hey, the spook wasn't a Ned. He was from Morningside.
Really?
It doesn't matter where he was from. He was a violent arse and thank God you dumped him.
Right, well, that's me away. I'll only be a couple of hours, hopefully. Are you sure you'll manage?
Oh, yeah, we'll be fine. The Bruntsfield Vinyasa yoga lot are coming in for lunch after their AGM, but they're okay.
Wow, a yoga AGM.
I know. Do you reckon they have a show of feet when they vote?
What are they voting on anyway? Thought it was all non-competitive.
Oh, who knows? Who cares? Just don't let them leave any of their mats lying around here afterwards. I'm not a fan of feet.
I am. I'm very attached to my feet.
Oh, you know what I mean? I can't bear the lingering smell of sweaty soles.
Do you really think your soul sweats?
Oh, don't be silly, Lizzie.
I'm joking.
All right, I'll see you later.
Claire, was that your toe?
Don't worry, Callum. I'm sure I can hop to the lawyer.
Sorry.
Good morning, Callum.
Hiya.
Morning.
Would you be happier with a hammer, Callum?
Sorry, it's just a shit morning so far.
Not the best time to tell you about our new cafe dog, then.
Very funny, Lizzie.
What dog?
We've got a new pal. He's out the back.
All right. Max loves dogs. You can list every breed alphabetically.
Oh, good man.
Lizzie, you'd better go and see how Table 3 is doing. They'll think we've all died in here.
Unless they've all died out there after their rancid scones, of course.
Oh, don't.
Any stiffs on the floor when you came in, Callum?
Nope.
Good. So, want to talk about it?
What?
Bad morning. Trouble with Max?
Oh, just sometimes I want to bloody kill folk.
Any folk in particular?
Aye, folk are nasty wee shites that can't cope with somebody being a bit different.
So, about half the human race then?
It's been going quite well, you know, Max at college. But it's not easy for him. New people, new situations.
No, hellish.
And there's this guy, Brendan. Supposedly Max's mate, and he'd organised a film night out at the Cameo. So Max was really chuffed that he'd been invited too. So he goes along last night, nobody turns up, and he stood out in the rain for over an hour waiting. Turns out they changed their minds, gone to the pub instead, and never bothered to phone him. And he spotted them smoking outside the Lynx bar on his way home, and they were pissing themselves laughing that he was soaking wet and started calling him Rain Man. He was really upset, you know. Which isn't like him.
Oh God, I want to bloody kill them too.
Couldn't get him up this morning, he was really low.
No wonder, poor Max.
You know, it doesn't get any easier, this stuff. I still worry about him as much as when he was wee.
Of course you do. You've every right to feel outraged at somebody behaving like an arsehole.
Who's an arsehole?
Swearing. That's 20p in the box or having to take the rubbish out, isn't it, Dad?
Hey, Max. What are you doing here?
Guess I'd better take the rubbish out then. Hi, Max.
Hi.
Right, one scrambled eggs and a porridge and honey for table two, please.
Okay.
And a white roll with no butter and grated cheese on a separate plate for your fussy son here, please.
I'm not fussy. I have sensory issues.
Don't let Claire hear you. She'll use that as an excuse to get out of all the rotten jobs.
Bit of a detour to come here, Max.
I'm just saying hello to Lizzie before college.
Excuse me, rubbish coming through. Lizzie, can you get the back door, please?
Yep, hang on.
Oh, that'll be the dog there. Oh.
God, sorry, I'd forgotten about him.
Oh, I found him. He's homeless.
Hello, boy.
Lizzie, you'll have to do something about him before Claire gets back.
Yeah, I will.
I think he needs a poop.
I'll take him round the block, Maxie. That's the yoga crowd arriving.
Oh, okay, guys. Positions for downward facing dogs.
Things got pretty hectic over lunchtime as we catered to our customers' various healthy eating requirements.
decaf soy latte, please. No, wait. I don't suppose you have a quinoa shake, do you? Actually, no. I'm going to go mad and have a glass of full-fat milk.
And we were rushed off our feet for the next couple of hours. Thankfully, Max came by to see Lizzie and gave us a hand. And finally, we sat down for a well-earned cup of fully caffeinated tea.
God, for a bunch of folk who look like sparrows, they can certainly eat.
Nothing bird-like about that woman in the orange top.
She was enormous.
Hope you didn't say that to her, Max.
No, I just said she was wearing the biggest jumper in the room.
Go on, Maxie, tell it like it is.
Oh, hello. Hard at it, then.
Hi, Claire.
It's been mental, actually.
Really?
Yeah, we ran out of soup and risotto.
Well, that's not good.
Oh, come on, Claire, we've done great business.
Want a cup of tea? There's some left in the pot.
Oh, no, thanks. I'll get on with the clearing up. It's a tip out there.
Is she a bit depressing?
Yeah.
Or maybe she's depressed.
I'd better go and help, Claire. And Lizzie, you need to sort that dog out pronto.
Yeah, I'm on it.
Claire, I'll do this. Get yourself a coffee or something.
No, I'm fine. Had 3 cups of instant at the lawyer's on principle.
Oh.
You'd think on their hourly rate you'd at least get filter.
How did it go with Vulture Guy anyway?
I might have to sell the house.
No. But it's your family home.
Stuan seems to think that we can manage in some place smaller.
Well, I suppose you don't really need all those rooms right now.
Whose side are you on here? I suppose you think we should all be living in some housing collective or something.
Don't be daft. I'm not saying that. I just meant that... Well, you might like some place smaller instead of rattling around in that big house.
Oh, I don't know what I want. I'll draw the line at a flat, though, Tricia. I am not sharing a close with a bunch of urinating students.
Nobody's going to make you do that.
Oh, can you imagine? Oh, and the parties. Oh, God, I couldn't bear it. Pass me those glasses, will you, please?
Do you think it's karma?
How do you mean?
I remember you getting such a bollocking from the woman upstairs when we lived in that flat in Morander Park Crescent.
I don't remember that.
Yes, you do. They were the only family in a whole tenement of students. She went crazy one night because she'd finally got her baby to sleep and we all came roaring in after a party in the union because you'd passed your exams or something. And you were singing Alanis Morissette hits on the stairs.
Oh, I never sang on the stairs.
You did. And she said that she was going to bring her baby upstairs in the morning and make you look after it for the whole of the next week if you didn't shut up that very second.
No, are you sure that wasn't you? Now, that sounds much more like something you would have done.
Oh, you're such a fantasist, Claire. You totally rewrite things in your head so that I'm some wild child and you're this angel person wafting around being cool and blameless.
Exactly. Perfect strategy.
Oh.
Stick those on that shelf, will you, please?
Won't the kids be upset if you move?
Oh, yeah, they'll be furious. It'll confirm for them that my sole objective at the moment is to totally ruin their lives.
Oh, I'll get over it, Claire. Children survive divorce all the time. It'll just take a while for everybody to adjust.
Oh, tell me about it.
Richard's kids have even agreed to stay over with us when we move in together in London, you know. Not sure how we'll afford someplace big enough, mind you.
Wow. Leaving Scotland, getting married, stepchildren. It's all big stuff.
Yeah. It's not small, is it?
Wow, who frightened all the customers away?
Don't look at me. I've only just got back.
You see? Cool and blameless, I rest my case.
Please don't go mental, Claire. But the dog's still out the back.
Oh, well. He can join the club. We're all homeless now.
What? Is Struan kicking you out?
Oh, it seems that even from 10,000 miles away, he can still try to, yes.
Oh, man, that's rough.
Actually, Lizzie... I've been meaning to talk to you all day about this, but I got distracted with the dog and stuff and... Well, we've heard from our landlord.
Oh, yeah?
Turns out that he's coming back to Edinburgh to live and wants to have the flat back quite soon.
What? The guy in Dubai?
Yeah, David Bruce is coming home. Oh, I hope that ghastly woman isn't coming with him.
Well, I don't know what his domestic situation is, Claire. I just pay the rent into his bank account every month.
Oh, man, this isn't good.
I know. I'm sorry, Lizzie. We just got the email from him last night.
What a bummer. I mean, I know I'm not even supposed to be living in the flat and it was only for a few weeks and I've been there for, like...
More than a year.
Yeah, but It's good, you know. It feels like home.
Yeah, it does feel like home. Edinburgh feels like home. Oh, God, what am I doing?
Well, it's your own fault for marrying a man who lives in London. It's your decision to defect to the south again.
God, talk about everybody being all over the shop.
I used to be desperate for things to change all the time, but I'm not so sure now.
That'll be the great human contradiction then, Lizzie.
Oh, where is that creature going exactly? What did the dog home say?
They weren't really in when I phoned.
Oh, the entire staff had just gone out shopping or something.
Yeah, pretty irresponsible, eh?
Right.
After a disturbed night in the flat, listening to Lizzie trying to quieten the homeless hound, I got up early to go for a run, to be greeted by the sight of a steaming pile of poo in the hall. Thankfully, the morning improved, and the mood at work was surprisingly upbeat.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
God, it's massive.
House porn. Don't you just love it?
Let's see. God, look. Huge garden, a view of the loch, and 6 bedrooms.
Yeah, but it's up a single track road 8 miles from the nearest phone box.
Duh, you don't need a phone box, you've got a mobile.
Duh, there won't be any signal there, it's the end of the bloody earth. Oh, I couldn't live there. Can't imagine anything more ghastly.
I don't know. I think living in a concrete garage in London for the same money would be pretty ghastly too, actually.
Exactly. Just imagine where you and Richard could live if you stayed in Scotland instead of fleeing the country.
But I thought you were cool about me going back to London.
Well, I don't like it, obviously, but I'm being incredibly generous of spirit and selfless in my support.
And so modest. It's really quite moving.
Uh-huh.
Morning, people.
Good morning.
Hi, Callum.
Well, you've cheered up, thank goodness.
Could say the same thing to you, boss.
Oh, don't call her boss. It goes straight to her head.
Yeah, she'll start wanting me to curtsy or something.
Excellent idea, Lizzie.
Listen, can I talk to you? I know it's short notice.
Oh, God. But... you're not leaving, are you? Well, I can't bear it if anybody else does anything unpredictable.
No, don't be crazy. I love it here.
Oh, thanks, Callum.
Well, what is it then?
I wondered if you would do me a bit of a favour.
Not if it involves any stray animals. Do you know, that dog is out the back again today, complete with blankets, cushions and our best porcelain bowl.
Right.
That's because you're so generous of spirit and selfless, Claire.
Are you being sarcastic, Lizzie?
Anyway, Callum, what is it? We need to open in a minute.
Right. Well, it's Max's 18th birthday in a couple of days, and you know all about that carry-on with supposed pal.
Yeah, I'll rain-man that git if I see him, I'll tell you.
You can join the queue, Lizzie.
Anyway,
I've booked a bowling alley as a surprise because Max loves bowling, and I just need to know that there will be a bunch of folk there who get him and who'll actually turn up for him. So I'm hoping that that's you guys.
Oh, of course we'll come, Callum. That'll be great.
He asked me to come to his birthday the first time I met him, remember? I'm definitely there.
Do we have to wear those higher shoes? I got athlete's feet the last time I went to that place.
Claire, shut up.
I'm just saying.
Our dog's allowed in.
Oh, Lizzie, shut up.
I'm just saying.
We will all be delighted to be there, Callum.
Thanks, guys. That's brilliant.
Can Richard come too? He's on a train from London right now.
Has he lost his job?
No, Claire. He's got some leave he has to take before the end of the month. He's rubbish at bowling, mind.
Excellent. We get to hammer the English at something.
I'm not sure that attitude helps advance the independence cause, Carl.
Oh, Trisha, please don't get on your soapbox again.
Well, it's better than sitting on the fence.
Oh, man, here we go. If anybody's interested, I'm off to stick forks in my eyes.
Tired after a busy day in the cafe, but excited about seeing Richard, I whizzed down to Waverley Station to meet him off the train.
Hello, Scotty.
Hello, Ingley.
You look gorgeous.
No, I don't. My hair's manky. You're such a bullshitter.
Yeah, well, I meant apart from the manky hair, obviously.
Obviously.
Is it taught in primary schools, this Scottish thing about not being able to accept a compliment?
I think they put something in the water from birth, actually.
So, not very clean person. What shall we get up to?
Well, according to Claire, we have a wedding reception to organise.
Do we have any say about that?
I shouldn't think so. And we have an 18th birthday party to go to tomorrow night.
We do?
Oh, yes.
You mean we have to drink 17 pints, eat a kebab and then pass out on the Royal Mile?
Exactly.
Excellent. Just as well I packed my handy portable cast iron stomach then.
Oh, and we have a dog in the flat.
A dog?
Well, only temporarily, hopefully. Although Lizzie is besotted with him. He's a stray.
But I'm allergic to a lot of dogs.
Yeah, very funny.
No, seriously, Trish. I have a really bad reaction to some breeds.
How can I not know that about you?
Well, who knows what anybody doesn't know about anybody?
Oh, you'll be fine. He's sweet, and Lizzie will keep him away from you.
If you say so. It'll cost you, though.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
This is cool.
I love bowling.
Right, let's get the names into the computer.
But we have to wait for Lizzie.
I've left a message for her, Max. I'm sure she won't be long.
Don't worry, she's always late. She'll have dropped her contact lens down the loo again or something.
She's just taking Misfit out for a walk before coming here.
Misfit? Oh, she can't call him that. Oh, nothing that a few years of dog therapy won't sort out.
Oh, never mind the dog's mental health. If Lizzie stands in the middle of the meadow shouting, Misfit! Misfit! Oh, she'll be the one carted off.
Oh, Richard, your eyes are all swollen too now. Are you okay? You look really tired.
I didn't mind the dog whining all night, but not being able to see in this streaming nose is a bloody nuisance.
Getting your excuses in early before you get thrashed, Richard.
I had no idea you were so competitive, Callum.
Oh, where's my antibacterial spray for these shoes?
Hey, come on, that's our names in the system now. Let's bowl!
But where's Lizzie? We can't start till Lizzie comes.
We've only got the lane for an hour, Max. We'd better get started.
Oh, God. Why is she not answering our phone?
It is a bit odd, actually. She's never off it.
Oh, my God, these shoes are so uncomfortable. Right, then, which ball's mine?
No, we can't start till Lizzie gets here.
Hey, Max, time out.
Sorry, guys, I need to get some more tissues.
And so we waited, and we waited, until our hour was almost up and it became clear that Lizzie wasn't coming.
I want to go home. Tell you what, let's get something to eat.
Oh, not in here, Callum. The food's hellish.
Don't swear.
Oh, sorry, it's not a really bad swear.
I want to go home now. I don't want to see anybody else.
Hey, we could go back to the cafe and have a wee party there.
Will you make me an omelette, Dad?
I will do the full Max special deluxe job if you cheer up.
Wow, can't wait to hear what's in that.
Deal.
Deal. Is that okay, Claire?
Oh,
of course it's okay. Come on, change your shoes, everybody.
Oh, thank God. I was about to have a panic attack in these.
We all cheered up on the walkover, doing our best to lift Max's gloom by the time we arrived at Cafe Culture.
Right, in we get. Oh, did someone leave a light on earlier?
No. Mm-hmm. Definitely not. I always double check.
Shush!
Oh, shit, sorry.
Can you hear something? In the kitchen.
Shall I call the police?
I'm not scared of some moron trying to steal what? Bags of self-raising flour, 3-ply napkins?
There might be a black market for white things.
Oi, come out of there.
Oh, Trish, you'll get us all killed.
Come on, get your arse in here.
It's just me.
Hiya, Lizzie.
Happy birthday, Max. Sorry I didn't get there.
For God's sake, Lizzie, you've just stolen years off our lives. What the hell are you doing?
I'm sorry.
Oh, hey, Lizzie. What is it?
Oh, dear. Okay, well, come on, folks. Callum, shall we get started on some food?
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah, I think we could all do with a serious drink, actually.
Lizzie, here's some tissues. I'll just help out in the kitchen.
Lizzie, you're crying.
Sorry, yeah.
Well, there's a lot of sodium in tears. You won't need any salt on your omelette.
Oh, I guess not.
What happened, Lizzie?
Are you really sad?
Yeah, I'm sad, Max. I took the dog out for a walk and I thought maybe he could sleep here tonight so that Richard wouldn't get so allergic.
Oh, Lizzie.
And, well, then my birth mother, Jenny, phoned.
She's the junkie one, right? Not your mum that really loves you.
Hang on, Max.
No, actually, that's about right. Jenny phoned and asked if she could meet me, and, well, I knew that probably she only wanted money, but, well, I met her on the meadows and gave her what I had in my purse, and then she sort of bumped into me, and it was a bit weird, and then, well, the dog got all agitated, and he suddenly just took off, and then Jenny ran off too, but the other way, and I started looking for the dog. I couldn't find him anywhere. I tried to phone you guys, but then I realised that she'd nicked my phone.
Oh. And,
well, I just came to the cafe in case the dog came back here. I'm really sorry that I let you down, Max.
You haven't, really. You said you would see me tonight. I'm seeing you now.
Oh, Lizzie, I am so sorry. This is just so shit. Oh,
swearing.
Yeah.
Eating's good when you feel bad, so long as it's not junk. That only makes you feel better for, like, 5 minutes, and then it makes you feel much, much worse. There are lots of things in life like that, actually.
You are a very wise young man, Max.
I know.
Okay, food's on the way. Let's get the table set, folks.
Who's for a drink? Come on, Max. What do you fancy?
Milk, please.
Oh, come on. You're allowed a drink now. It's legal.
Okay. Got any Vimto?
Right, here's a few wee bits for starters.
Wow, Dad, that looks good.
Yeah, I'm sure it would smell fantastic too if I could smell anything.
Oh, sorry, Richard.
Oh, it's not your fault I have irritated airways.
We flew to Greece with them once.
Really?
Nah, joking.
Oh. Hey, come on, everyone. A toast.
Oh.
To Max.
Oh,
to Max.
Happy birthday,
Max.
Happy
birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Max. Happy birthday to you.
And so we toasted Max and sang happy birthday and ate and drank. And although none of us seemed to know where we would be living and how we would be living in the future, it didn't really seem to matter. For the time being, we were all together, living in the present. We were home.
Secrets and Lattes is written by Hilary Lyon and directed by Marilyn Imrie. It stars Hilary McLean as Trish, Hilary Lyon as Claire, Pearl Appleby as Lizzie, Derek Riddell as Callum, Roger May as Richard, and Scott Hotson as Max. Produced by Murray Hunter and Gordon Kennedy, it's an Absolutely production for BBC Radio 4.